two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and the other guy. It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, welcome back. It's the NFL Roundup. On a weekend of divisional playoffs, the NFL playoffs are just my favorite. These weekends are awesome. The tough thing is that you have these really good games, and you still might have some things going on a Saturday afternoon, and you have to cancel all those things because you still are going to watch football. Sorry, I know your niece is getting married, honey. I've got to figure this thing out. Can we zoom into the ceremony? How do we?
That's
do
why
this?
You have you tape record it or you
tape
watch
record it.
What? Tape record it.
That's like my kid asked me if we had scissors when I was growing up. I hate that guy.
So you DVR it.
There you go.
Or you watch it on your phone in your pocket during the ceremony. Come on.
Oh, the game. I thought you were saying watch the ceremony in my pocket while I watch the game.
No.
That's a big 2021 move. You zoom into stuff while you're watching things on TV from your house.
Is this a Teams call? Is this wedding?
I don't see Scott Mitchell's face on here. Scott, are you there? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just keep the video off, and I'm muted. Don't talk to me.
I have COVID.
I'm here.
You can't
in spirit.
See me, right? It's like you'll get contagious.
I'm here in spirit. Just don't ask me any questions. Yeah. I had that happen the other day when somebody was like, oh, Alex is here. Alex, why don't you weigh in on that? And I'm like fumbling around. I'm like, no, I don't want to.
Hey, Alex, why don't you give us the opening prayer?
Yeah. Alex, you have pants on. You seem to have some pants on. No, I don't. let me see here. Oh, I was thinking about the Olympics, the Japanese Olympics, the Tokyo Olympics. And... What?
Japanese.
I don't know why I said that.
Like I'm not saying a like, special type of Olympics.
No, it's not.
You have
not
the
like,
Olympics and then you have Japanese
yeah,
Olympics.
No, the sushi's amazing. Like... No, it's the Tokyo Olympics. Fine. Yeah. But I was thinking about the Olympics and I was thinking about winter versus summer Olympics. And to the average observer, Scott, the summer Olympics kind of win bar none in a lot of people's minds. They think the 100 meter dash, they think about the track and field.
Swimming's a big deal.
Swimming's huge. Yeah. And you're never into swimming in your entire life until you watch the Olympics.
I like swimming.
But I think Winter Olympics wins it for me.
I love the Winter
Olympics. Love it. And maybe it's because it was here in Utah and I wasn't here during that, but I have this desire for all the events. I think overall are more watchable than the Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
Like I'm watching bobsled. The split times on the bobsled in the different sections. I'm going nuts.
It's so fun.
And so there's nothing comparable in the summer. I mean, they have like the BMX stuff now and they have some of these X Games type things, but
they have golf in the summer.
Olympic golf is like.
How can you
remember when baseball?
How can you
was
say that
Olympics?
With a straight? I know. How can you say it with a straight face? Come on,
it's
come
pretty
on.
Garbage. Plus, like somebody wins a silver medal in golf in the Olympics, and people go, "Yeah, okay." Whatever.
Is that even possible?
Anyway, I'm just saying.
But the figure skating is awesome because you're like
The more we talk about it, the more I am.
Are they going to fall?
I'm team Winter Olympics.
Yeah,
oh, no, my heavens. I feel so bad. When those guys and gals are out there and the guys, it's the worst when the guy throws the lady and he spins her like, you know, at 1,000 miles an hour. And the worst is when the commentators are like, they have been perfect in this routine all year. Oh, she went down. Oh, so she's not going to be able to. And I'm like, first of all, if I fall that distance onto ice, we both break, the ice and me. And I'm like, I don't know how they survive.
Sheet of ice just cracks.
I don't know how they're not cut to bits because they're sliding along that scratchy ice anyway.
You know what makes me nervous?
What?
Is, how do I say this gracefully?
Oh, boy. Maybe don't because this is a family show.
No, I'll be able to say it gracefully. You'll get the gist.
Okay.
It's the gymnastics.
And
the uniform of the gymnast.
It just makes me
really, really uncomfortable.
Makes your eyes water.
It's almost unwatchable.
Here's the thing is I'm thinking to myself, I have a hard time sometimes cinching up my belt. Imagine trying to put on something that tight.
that could be a Summer Olympic event.
Yes. Film it.
The fat guy putting on the gymnast.
Oh, he's on the ground. He's on the ground.
He's tripped. He's fallen.
He's thrusting. He's on the ground. It's a technique. He's thrusting into the air, trying to pull on the belt from there.
The whole uniform fits on one of his legs.
Scott, this is why I can't stand us on Fridays. All right, we can't take ourselves seriously. Tennessee offensive coordinator Arthur Smith is the new Falcons head coach. And you had that exact reaction when we were talking about it during show prep. You're like, who is this guy? And you were mad about it. And then I have to remind you, we also get mad when it's just the same old retreads in coaching. So which one is it, Scott?
I want personality. I really do. I don't care about the retreads. I mean, look, Adam Gase was an absolute disaster for the New York Jets. But those eyeballs in his press conference, that was interesting, okay? Arthur Smith, come on. Yeah. It's like it's the most bland name in the world.
Sounds like a guy who works at GE for 40 years.
I know there's a big push in the NFL for these young coaches, and if you're over 35, you're too old to coach. And I don't know. There's good coaches have had a lot of wisdom, a lot of experience. It's just like, in 2 or 3 years, they're gonna be looking for another coach, and that's what it feels like to me. I'm just saying.
Myles Garrett from the Browns said he is due for quote unquote due for a big game. He hasn't had a sack in the past two games. I think he's had a little bit of injury. How much of an impact?
And he probably is double teamed. I mean, he's a
that's
really
what I'm saying
player,
is that so. they that's part of the like when Aaron Donald is at his best, he might not have a sack during the game. What he does is the Rams end up. I mean, every team has to just plan for you. They have to game plan for you, which means everything else gets screwed up.
What? It's like saying, well, our team's going to play with 11 guys, and your team's going to play with 10 because you have to double team them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to get sacks. I mean, they're going to disrupt the game. And I mean, I remember we always had to game plan for guys like Bruce Smith or Reggie White. And then you go, well, you know, there's another guy you're not going to get out in on a pass play or you're going to be limited in some of the things you can do. Even if he gets a sack or not, his impact in the game is massive. Quit complaining.
This is a tough one. I don't like this story, but I mean, we talk about it. But Josh Gordon has been suspended by the NFL indefinitely again for what seems like the 50th time. More substance abuse issues. Like every time he tries to get reinstated – I mean, obviously, he's got to keep being drug tested, and he failed again. It's just another, you know, and his agent talked about it being another slip up in his recovery from addiction. And there's one thing to think to yourself, oh, man, this millionaire guy, he blew up his life doing this stuff. This is how bad it can get. And I feel bad for Josh Gordon. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know how many times he can tell himself. He's 29 now. I don't know how many times you can tell yourself, oh, yeah, now I'm going to turn it around this time.
Yeah, I mean, some people just can't get out of their own way.
Ugh.
And being in that environment, it's not the cure. You know, hey, give him another chance, and that will be the cure for this guy. I will just tell you, in my era, which ended 20 years ago, drugs, recreationally and performance-enhancing drugs, were a massive issue back then. And I guarantee you it hasn't changed. So he's in an environment where – you know, the canaries in the, or the cats in the canary, you know, cage. And it's just so
That's
hard.
A good metaphor.
It is, because, you know, the cat's in there. He's going to eat the canary.
Cats, I mean, in the just, cradle, too, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's just hard. It's so hard when you have that issue to be in an environment where you're almost guaranteed to fail.
I hate it too, because it's like an actual, he's hurting himself. If it's a thing where, you know, sometimes when guys commit crimes and in domestic abuse or whatever, you go, that guy's a dirtbag. There's one where you go, oh man, this guy,
just feel compassion.
He has no power over this. Zero now. And we have to watch the whole thing in the public. So I hope he does. I hope he turns it around. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. I got more to talk about. 2 minute drill coming up around the corner. That's going to wrap the show up when we come back. So stay right here with us.
Oh, my goodness.
KSL's Unrivaled, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.